Hey, welcome back to Chip Chat, the show where we talk about silicon like it's gossip at a tech-themed brunch.
Mm-hmm, and brunch with extra crispy fries, because today, we're diving into the 2026 mobile processor war, like full-on gladiator arena, but with heat sinks instead of spears.
Exactly. And honestly, I didn't expect to get emotional about CPU cores.
Yeah.
But here we are. Last week, I played Genshin Impact on a Dimensity 9500 phone for 3 hours straight. No warm knees, no frame drops, just serene, buttery smooth chaos.
Whoa, okay. That does sound suspiciously peaceful. Meanwhile, my Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 phone gave me a gentle, please hold while I reconsider my life choices warning after 45 minutes of PUBG Mobile.
Right? It's like one's a sprinter who also moonlights as a yoga instructor, and the other's an Olympic weightlifter who really needs a fan and a nap afterward.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on the clock speeds. Snapdragon's Prime Core hits 4.74 gigahertz. That number sounds like something a superhero would say before punching time itself.
I mean, technically impressive, but also kind of wild.
Oh.
Yeah, I imagine your brain running at 4.74 billion cycles per second just to open Instagram. Is that necessary or is it just flexing?
Oh, absolutely flexing. And maybe takes like, cool, I'll run at 3.62 gigahertz. Stay cool. Render ray trace dragons at 120 FPS. And still have battery left for your 2 a.m. existential scroll.
Yes. Ray tracing on mobile in 2026? I thought that was still a PowerPoint slide in some engineer's dream journal. But Dimensity 9500 does it with full ray tracing and 120 FPS, like console-level lighting.
Uh-huh.
In your pocket.
And a GPU clock? 1612 megahertz. Which, fun fact, is 550 megahertz faster than Snapdragon's. So it's not just better, it's embarrassingly faster, like showing up to a bike race on a motorcycle.
Meanwhile, Snapdragon's like, my CPU score is 1.2 million on AnTuTu. And MediaDay's like, cool, my GPU score is 1.5 million. And also, my phone hasn't started whispering apologies to you yet.
Exactly. Thermal efficiency isn't sexy until your phone stops doubling as a hand warmer. I swear, my old Helio chip from 2021 ran cooler than my current laptop. MediaDay has been low-key winning this game since before most of us knew what thermal throttling meant.
True story. And now they've got 100 TOPS on their NPU versus Snapdragon's 60. That's not just more AI.
Yeah.
It's I can run a small language model locally while editing a 4K video and ordering dumplings level of on-device magic.
Wait, on-device LLMs? Like no cloud ping? No waiting for the little spinning wheel while your phone debates philosophy with itself?
Yep. And MediaTek's new NPU 90 engine runs AI inside memory arrays, so less data shuffling, less energy wasted. It's like giving your phone a private elevator instead of making it take the stairs every time it thinks.
That's weirdly poetic and also terrifying.
Oh.
What if my phone starts writing haikus about my sleep schedule?
Honestly, I'd read that newsletter. But seriously, the AI difference isn't just specs. It's how it feels. Snapdragon's AI is powerful, sure. But MediaTek feels pervasive, like it's quietly optimizing everything. Camera tuning, voice assistant latency, even how fast your keyboard predicts sushi. After you type, I want to...
Okay, that is scary and kind of amazing. Also, side note, have you seen the Vivo X300 Pro running Dimensity 9500? Its portrait mode recognizes individual eyelashes. I'm not joking, I zoomed in. It's art.
Same with Oppo Find X9 Pro. It's got speculative decoding plus, which makes AI reasoning across apps 20% faster. So like, if you ask Siri, order coffee, and text my mom, I'll be late, and then switch to maps.
Right.
The phone keeps thinking mid-app. It's not just reacting, it's connecting dots.
Whoa, so it's not smart, it's agentic. Like, it has mild opinions and follow through. I love that. Meanwhile, Snapdragon's still the safe bet. Samsung Galaxy's 26 Ultra, OnePlus 15. Very flagshipy, very familiar, Kinda like wearing a tuxedo to a barbecue.
Ha, yes. And don't get me wrong, that tuxedo fits perfectly. But sometimes you just want to wear sweatpants and slay a boss fight without your phone begging for mercy.
Totally. And that's why the real choice isn't which chip is better. It's what do you do with your phone all day? If you're gaming, filming, AI journaling, or just hate carrying a power bank. Dimensity's got your back. If you live for that Snapdragon-certified prestige vibe or need absolute peak single-core speed for niche dev work, yeah, go Snapdragon.
And fun twist in the 30-50K range, the upper mid-tier, MediaTek's Dimensity 9400 is beating flagship scores, like 2.8 million on an Antutu. On a non-flagship price tag, that's like serving Michelin-star ramen at a food truck and charging less than delivery fee.
Right, and Qualcomm's answer? The Snapdragon 8th Gen 4, built just for gamers. IQ015 runs it, and reviewers say it's smooth, affordable, and doesn't melt your palm. So it's not weaker, it's specialized. Like choosing between a Swiss Army knife and a lightsaber.
Ooh, I love that. And speaking mid-range, Dimensity 8500 versus Snapdragon 7 Gen 4, it's gaming versus generalist. One's built to dominate Call of Duty Mobile at max settings. The other's like, sure, I'll handle your Zoom calls, Spotify, and like Clash Royale, no sweat.
Which honestly makes total sense. Not everyone needs a race car to commute. Some of us just want the car that doesn't break down during monsoon season.
Preach! And here's the quiet truth, no one shouts. Camera quality isn't really about the chip anymore. Both platforms have killer ISPs. The difference? Whether Ream spent 3 months tuning skin tones, or whether OnePlus added one more tap-to-zoom animation.
So yeah, chip matters less for photos, more for how long your phone stays sane while doing them. Like shooting 8K slow-mo plus AI denoising plus real-time HDR grading? That's where thermal design saves your sanity.
And let's be real, the flagship label is kinda outdated. It used to mean best at everything. Now, it means best at one thing and okay at the rest. Snapdragon's best at raw CPU punch. MediaTek's best at not making you panic when you hold it for 5 minutes.
Honestly, I think we're entering the era of choose your superpower, not choose your brand. You want blistering speed? Cool. You want battery that lasts till your third coffee? Also cool. You want AI that remembers your cat's name and suggests vet clinics? Even cooler.
And the craziest part? This war isn't slowing down. Next year, they'll probably be arguing about neuromorphic chips and self-cooling nanofluid layers. I just hope they keep naming cores things like Orion and Cortex X4. Makes me feel like I'm in a sci-fi heist movie.
Same, and if my next phone whispers poetry while rendering ray trace rainbows,
yeah,
I'm not upgrading, I'm initiating a spiritual awakening.
Well, until then, keep your phones cool, your AI curious, and your benchmark scores mildly suspicious.
And remember, no chip is perfect, but your use case, that's perfect. Catch you next time on Chip Chat, where silicon gets soulful.